are back for the fourth and final hour of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, we are live streaming television over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hopefully, Alex is going to be calling in this final hour. And we're going to be taking your calls. I'm not sure if we still have Mike in Montana on the line, but if we do, we're going to go to Mike right now. Mike, you're live on the Alex Jones Show. Ah. All right, let's go to Dave in California there. Dave, are you with us?
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Great job, man. I really like your format. It's a nice counterpoint to Alex's.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I've got two quick things.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, that seems like a natural dollar-making opportunity to somebody who wants to invest in a freedom-oriented movie-sharing thing, something big. So anyway, put that out to the people out there that have got money. Sure, mm-hmm. Not me. And I wanted to just to remind everybody that 9/11 not only was an inside job, 9/11 still is an inside job. Everything that they're doing hinges on 9/11. Everything that they're telling us hinges on 9/11, and the cover-up continues to this day. So, you know, I appreciate the thought that 9/11 was an inside job, but everybody keeps getting told, oh, no, that happened 7 years ago, and, you know. But it's not only is an inside job, it's getting bigger and bigger all the time, and I think it's a weak point in their armor.
Well, absolutely. It is the weakest point in their armor because, again, this was documented on thousands of cameras on that day, and we have a news apparatus or had a news apparatus at that time much larger than, you know, that of the era of the Kennedy assassination or the Gulf of Tonkin incident or the Vietnam War. And enough people were able to look at this information and say, hey, wait a minute, this is open source information. This is mainstream media, and this is contradicting you know, the supposed official version of these 19 guys in a cave directed by Osama bin Laden that did this thing.
Yeah.
And more and more people are waking up to it. And the reason that it's still so important 7+ years later, it's not 7 years later yet, but it will be. It'll be before we blink, folks. I mean, the summer's going to end. September 11, 2008 will be here. It'll be 7 years on. Is because it still makes the front page of the paper. You still hear about the post 9/11 world. It's still the excuse for the Patriot Acts, for the Military Commissions Act, for Homeland Security, which is a totally corrupt organization that is unnecessary. It has nothing to do with our security. It has everything to do with, you know, the elite power security, the establishment security, to keep that into place. If Homeland Security were real, we would have secured the borders, but we did no such thing. And, you know, it's all about cronyism. I don't trust the fact that Michael Chertoff is heading up that organization. And we need to wake up more minds, man. We just got to keep pushing on and pushing forward. And, you know, I hope you're doing that.
Yeah, I am. Here in the local area, I've pushed it real hard. I can't get out much, but definitely done a lot of stuff around here. And I do see people waking up a lot more than even a year ago.
Well, I agree with you there, and I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to the next caller. It's supposedly Justin in Texas, but I'm going to guess it's not Justin in Texas. It's somebody else. Go ahead, Justin.
Hi, Jason. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, it is.
I was just calling up to hopefully get in some comments about controlled demolitions and your thought on that.
Sure.
Yeah, I was wondering if during the mechanism of collapse on the World Trade Center towers, they both initiated at the same point of impact as the airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so how could it have been that the controlled demolitions incorporated that you guys supposed did the attacks on that?
I never said CDI did the attacks. Hold on. All right. Hold on. I'm going to give you every opportunity to talk, but when you misquote me, I have to correct you. CDI was commissioned to clean it up. That's all I've ever said. Okay, CDI came in and cleaned that up. They cleaned up also Oklahoma City. All right, and now your question is, well, how could the demolition be at the impacts of these planes? Those entire buildings were rigged for demolition. In other words, the top 20 floors above the impact were also rigged for demolitions. That's why there's not a huge 20-story part of the World Trade Center on the ground, because if it had tipped over, that's what you would have seen. You can clearly see squibs going off 20, 40, and 60 floors below the supposed collapse initiation point. And we'll get into more of it on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Hold the caller over. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I got a caller on the line asking about CDI's involvement in 9/11. Controlled Demolition Incorporated, run by the Lizzo family, has been a military contractor for years. They are one of the few controlled demolition companies out there that can take down a building, a large-sized building. I mean, there aren't that many controlled demolition businesses in this country. Again, they get government contracts all the time. They're family-run. I never said that they were the ones that rigged up the towers, but they were the ones responsible for cleaning up the towers. Now, quote-unquote, Justin, is that even your real name? Is it Dan or Justin, man? I mean, you're the same guy, right?
Name is Justin. Alex knows my name is Justin because he called me back in my house to verify that. But I just want to make a quick comment, and then, you know, I could take your answer off the air. I just was thinking that if the impact of the planes hit at the exact initiated collapse point of the buildings, how would that be such a great guess from whoever set up the controlled demolition?
I mean, I'll answer it. I don't think it's a guess, number one. All right, you see, all right, for instance, the second plane that goes into the building, you clearly see a demo charge go off outside of the explosion of the plane. It's in the center of the building. It's a small squib. It looks just like the other squibs. Now, with the first strike of the World Trade Center, that plane, look up 20 floors. You'll see the exact same squib going off. You'll see another squib in the middle of the building pop out, and the whole floor pop out around the 105th floor.
You see a whole section of the top building falling, though.
I'm not talking about collapse. Hold on. I'm not talking about collapse. I'm talking about when these planes hit those buildings that you could see squibs being knocked loose from the demolition charges that were placed in the buildings. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
It just seems that there's a lot of floors that they would have had to load up with controlled demolitions. And, I mean, I've heard you guys say that a couple of floors were restricted or there was limited access.
Well, it wasn't a couple of floors, man. I mean, all right, let me talk on that for a second. I interviewed Gary Corbett in 2006, right before the anniversary. He worked in the buildings. He approached me. I didn't know who he was. He had gone to our site. He saw the Scott Forbes article that is now notorious, where Scott Forbes claimed that certain floors were shut down in the weekend before the attacks and that they were given access to a new security system. Okay. Now, Gary Corbett comes up to me, and he tells me the same exact story. He says that they were knocking down, I think, something like 3 to 4 floors at a time, powering them down, clearing them out. And he said that when he got there on Monday, he was very confused because this new security system wasn't working, and a lot of the businesses on the floors were upset because they couldn't get their security working. And he said it caused a big hubbub. People were being called in and out, and people were unhappy. And, of course, the attacks happened on Tuesday. Do I know that they rigged those buildings for demolition the weekend before? I don't know that. But I do know that John Gross is on camera saying that there was no molten metal at the scene. He's like, well, let's go to your initial premise that there was molten metal on the scene. He denies it. He says no one reported it. Now, I've got probably half a dozen newspaper reports, and then in Loose Change Final Cut, I think I have 5 to 6 eyewitness accounts, including Ken Holden, who was on the scene before anybody who was part of FEMA and their team going around. He's talking about molten metal dripping from 6. Then he denies that the thermal imagery from NASA even exists. And that's a big problem for me. If he's not going to take a look at the thermal imagery that shows these extreme hot spots under 1, 2, 7, and even 6, then I don't think he's credible. And then when he's asked about the rest of the collapse, he said, well, we didn't have to actually do any mathematics or equations for the rest of the collapse of the building because it's very evident what happened to those buildings on the videotape. All we had to describe was collapse initiation. Now, you would think in a 10,000-page report, they could explain why the bottom 70-plus floors of each building turned to dust.
Okay, well, I have a lot more questions for you, but I appreciate the time you've given me so far. And I just wanted to make a quick comment. Recently, within the last couple of days, I talked to somebody who was much wiser than myself who said, you're not going to get anywhere being a jerk. So I apologize for past smarminess. Mm-hmm. And I hope you appreciate the more appropriate dialogue.
I do, and I'm more than willing. I just want to put out that I'm more than willing to speak to my detractors on any level. You know, I've talked to the SLC guys. I've challenged them to debates. They're not that. They won't go on against me anymore. You know, Pat Curley has come on against me a couple times. James B. has never come on against me. But, you know, I'll look at all the evidence, man, and I'm not in this for any other reason other than what I believe. And I do believe that this was an inside job, and I'm very upset about it. It does not comfort me.
I gave you the apology, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
All right, man. Have a good day. All right, let's go to Joe in Indiana. Is Joe there?
Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
First of all, that was a great job you did on the Final Cut.
Oh, thank you, man.
And for people like that last caller there, we could change the subject to 9/11 a little bit, but how can you have, like, the vice president of Choice Point and Eugene Clinton Curtis speak to members of Congress, and that's not even on mainstream media?
Well, enlighten me, because I don't know anything about this.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not a god, man. I do a lot of research. I look at a lot of stuff. You know, stuff slips by me. Please talk about Choice Point.
Well, I'll do something on your level then. Can you explain, because I know in the second edition you put the put options, but on the Final Cut you didn't put that in there?
Yes.
Can you explain, like, exactly where...
Well, the only reason that we didn't cover it in the Final Cut is because it was covered in the second edition. And let's go over some of the insider trading on 9/11. Now, we have insider trading in Boeing Airlines. We have insider trading in American Airlines in the days before the attacks. Merrill Lynch, other U.S. companies. Now, when this comes to light, the 9/11 Commission covers it in a footnote and says, although it looks suspicious, it couldn't be insider trading because none of it was related to Al-Qaeda. In other words, something like a billion plus of the insider trading went to one U.S. businessman who had no ties to Al-Qaeda. So it just had to be a coincidence. Now, Convar, and this is in the second edition, was commissioned to recover some of the hard drives that were in the rubble at the World Trade Center. We all know not everything was destroyed. And hard drives are actually pretty durable things. You know, it's on a piece of tape. If you put them into a clean room, you can get data off them. When they got the data off them, they said, wow, it looks like there were some people in the buildings who knew exactly when the planes were going to strike and moved out hundreds of millions of dollars prior to this. Now, when he was asked, the same man was called up a couple years later to confirm the story. He said, well, I'm not allowed to discuss that story because we've been bought up by Kroll Associates. Kroll Associates, of course, are the ones that were publicly running security on the World Trade Center. Okay, that's pretty suspicious.
Yeah.
And he said, but if you had called me before they bought us, I'd probably give you the same answer. So now we have insider trading in the stock market, and then we have people on the inside of the World Trade Center complex itself moving out all this money in accordance with these attacks. Obviously, U.S. interests were involved. You have Larry Klayman, this is going to be in my new film, of Judicial Watch, who was representing Robert Wright, who tried to go forward before 9/11 and say, hey, I know how this money's moving, saying, well, the reason they're not talking about it is because this money was moving through some powerful U.S. banks and interests who had reason to know that they were dealing with terrorists. So, you know, there's no doubt that there were U.S. interests involved. Whether we're ever actually going to get that Convar information or we're going to get an investigation into the insider trading, I don't know, man. That answer your question?
That answers my question.
All right, Joe, thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in Idaho. Mike, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, I appreciate all your hard work, and you're making a lot of people open their eyes.
Well, thank you, man.
There's another thing you need to... You ever heard about the peer report review that just come out? Alex covered it.
I'm not sure. No, go ahead.
Okay, it's from Bethlehem Open Access.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is it's a report. Basically, it's 14 points of agreement with official government reports.
Oh, the Stephen Jones paper.
Yes. Okay, now this is something that is serious ammunition. I just discussed this with somebody in the legislative body, and I am very well connected.
Mm-hmm.
And this is opening up some serious eyes, because this gives your film massive validity.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, he's done another experiment that, although his peer-reviewed paper on the matter has not gotten the attention of this 14 points of agreement, but his paper on the molten metal that was pouring out of the World Trade Center prior to its collapse is amazing. Because, again, the official version would have us believe that there was no molten metal possible. Now, when this molten metal is caught on camera pouring out, what do the debunkers say? Well, that's obviously aluminum from the plane. Aluminum burns somewhere between 600 and 800 degrees before it's moltenized. Now, aluminum is silver. So Jones was good enough to go and do an experiment and say, all right, well, let's make some molten silver, or molten aluminum, and see if it will mesh and make this color that this molten metal pouring out of the World Trade Center was, and it didn't do that. And a lot of people have now detracted the aluminum from the plane. Now they're saying it's batteries. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it is clearly molten iron or molten steel or a combination of both. This thing looks like a foundry. It literally pours down 60-plus floors and doesn't dissipate. Only molten metal would do that.
And it's quite interesting to see, you know, I just woke up December, and Ron Paul is the one that woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very, very bad about what I've told other people a year ago. And I was a debunker, in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. I could not believe my country could do this.
Well, it's very difficult for the majority of us. I know when I first started to get into this about 6 months after the attacks, it was the last thing that I wanted to believe about my country. And that's why another one of those debunker arguments just doesn't hold water with me of, well, you know, these conspiratorial minds work in a fashion that they want the world to be this perfect place where our rulers control everything. No, man, I was way more comfortable thinking it was Muslims in a cave halfway across the world where we could bomb them. I am much more uncomfortable with elements within our own military-industrial complex apparatus carrying out these attacks. And like you said, you know, we just keep having more fuel to the fire. I'm very happy to hear that you woke up in December, because that tells me we can keep waking up more and more minds. And I just tell people, you know, make copies of our films, hand them out, have movie night, talk to people like a human being, know your information. I mean, you know, you're going to catch more flies with honey than any other way.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I'm very well connected also, because I'm an armor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I deal with a lot of military, and I deal with a lot of other people. And I'm also a veteran of the Navy and the Army and private military.
Well, Mike, I thank you for waking up. Thank you for the call. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls in the last 40 minutes. Remember, PrisonPlanet.tv. We got the video running. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, subbing in the entire week as Alex takes on the Bilderbergers in Chantilly, Virginia. And if you missed any of Alex's call-in with Jim Tucker in the first hour, you can go to Infowars.com. And as soon as this broadcast is over, we replay it all day for free. And there is a podcast. Infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, and if you want to see the last hour video feed, you want to see my pretty little face on the radio, I guess, or my little shirt that I'm going to wear, I'll put this up there. Oh, investigate 9/11, you get that at my website, loosechange911.com. Become a prisonplanet.tv subscriber. They have I think something like 40 to 50 documentaries on there now, all of Alex Jones's films, all of his big interviews on MP3. I mean, what you get with PrisonPlanet.tv, which is about 15 cents a day, you're not going to get anywhere else, and we really do need your support and help. That's why the InfoWars Money Bomb is running until Friday, and we're going to be giving out the totals on that. We've made over $200,000. That's going to go towards a new office and a new television program, hopefully on Dish Network. We're really going to try to put it together, folks. It's not an easy task. I want to remind people I'm over at MySpace, myspace.com/Jason Burmis, if you want to get at me. I do read my emails. I do check out my comments. I do not have an administrator running it, and I love to hear from you guys. So that being said, let's take some more callers. Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, are you with us? No, Bob?
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, how you doing, Bob?
Good. Jason, I wanted to ask you, whatever happens, last year around this time, we were kind of told that there may be a theatrical release of Loose Change Final Cut.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still possibly on the table or whatever became
sure,
of that?
Sure, sure. I mean, I answered this question yesterday, but I'll answer it again today. Basically, you know, we met with all these Hollywood types. We talked to people at Paramount. We talked to people at Lionsgate. The only people that were really interested in possibly putting this out was Mark Cuban's company, Magnolia, or 2929. We met with Charlie Sheen, who was all about the project. Unfortunately, when things were put onto paper, that paper said that we no longer owned the second edition, that we would have to get the second edition off the Internet in full, that there was no theatrical release guaranteed for the final cut, that they would own
they
both
were trying
editions.
To scrub it.
Anyway, it's a very big possibility. I mean, if you look at the other pictures that they put out that film Redacted, which got some decent press, I guess. It was against the Iraq War, but it opened in 8 theaters, and it was out for 2 weeks, and it wasn't seen by anybody. So we saw that, and we said, well, how are we going to take our movie off the Internet? That's what made us big, and this is a completely separate movie. Why should we sell the rights to our completely separate movie to these people? And basically, you know, things degraded from there. It did show up in theaters in the UK. Picture House carried it for a while. But, you know, it's very hard to get that kind of distribution. And unfortunately, you know, I don't see us being able to do that. I mean, it's always a possibility where I'm always talking to people behind the scenes. But when it comes down to it, it's tough.
Do you know anything about the film The Reflecting Pool?
I haven't watched it yet. I actually do have a copy of that back in New York.
I didn't know that's been out yet. I thought it was waiting a pending release. Is that released?
I don't know. I think so. I got it on DVD. I mean, I might have got a pre-screener copy from the filmmakers. They sent it to Dylan. But I think you can get that on DVD right now. I have not watched it, so I really can't give an opinion on it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate the support. Let's go to Graham in Seattle. Graham, are you with us? Okay, so then let's go to Darren. Darren, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. You know, I hear everybody talking about the World Trade Towers, and no one seems to even touch upon the fact that the engines, when they smashed into the Pentagon,
mm-hmm.
They had to change 90 degrees, travel some feet, and then fit into a 40-foot hole. Now, what's the distance between the two engines?
I'm not quite sure what the distance of the two engines are. I know you're talking about a plane with a wingspan of almost 120 feet in a hole that I wouldn't even say was 40 feet. I would say 16, 20 feet tops with visible damage, maybe 70 feet across. But in order for the wings to penetrate that visible damage, you would think there would be a hole there when, in fact, there isn't a hole. And I think the biggest problem with that for me is the fact that there's no damage from the tail section whatsoever. And this is a huge vertical stabilizer on the back of this plane. And it's not on the lawn, and there's no markings from where it would have hit. So what happened to it?
Yeah. And the engines themselves, they're what? Each of them are 5 tons?
I believe they're over a ton of titanium. I don't think they're 5 tons each, but they're almost indestructible. We cover that in length in Loose Change Second Edition. Graham, hold over so I can keep you up. On the other side, this is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Metallica, even when they're covering stuff, Garage Days Inc. is one hell of an album, folks. We're talking to Darren, and we're talking Pentagon, and, you know, we're talking about what hit the Pentagon, but I think it's really just as important as why was the Pentagon even hit. I mean, this is the most secure building in probably the world. This is the head of our military-industrial complex right here, and I just posted over at my blog, loosechange911.com, Norman Mineta's account of what happened in that PEOC, the Presidential Emergency Operating Center, which he wasn't even aware of until 9/11 when they took him down into it. And on five separate occasions, I have all five videos up there, he confirms that Cheney is in that bunker prior to 9/11, that somebody is coming to him saying, sir, the plane's 50 miles out, sir, the plane's 30 miles out, sir, the plane is 10 miles out, do the orders still stand? And he says, of course they still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? And they didn't even warn the people in that wing of the Pentagon. Sure, most of them had been evacuated because it was where there was a bunch of work being done. But we still lost over 120 people in that building. And did those people deserve to die? No. They deserved to be warned. And Cheney allowed this to happen. The 9/11 Commission whitewashed the entire situation by saying that Cheney wasn't in that bunker till almost 10 o'clock, well after the Pentagon strike, and then there's no more questions asked. It's okay, because Cheney and Bush testified together, not under oath, in front of the 9/11 Commission, with no record whatsoever of what they said. No transcript, no tape, no verbal confirmation, and no commissioners talking about what they actually said. You have any other points on the Pentagon, Darren?
Well, no. I was just talking about the engines and the instantaneous acceleration that those engines had to go through to change direction and squeeze into that tight, neat little hole that they called an airliner, which is an absolute ridiculous assumption.
Well, I'm with you, and I thank you for the call. Let's
have a great day.
All right, yep. Let's keep shooting through these callers. Let's go to Craig in New Jersey. Craig, are you with me?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? You know, I did a few years in the Navy, and here's the thing that bothers me the most about 9/11. No one's head rolled. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, are they really trying to insult our intelligence by telling us that not a single jet fighter in the area could have been dispatched with the exception from Boston? Dude, let me tell you something. Oceana Naval Air Station in Norfolk, Virginia, for example, in 2001 was the air station fighter wing on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to tell me they couldn't find one F-14 Tomcat? They could, which could have been basically armed and ready to roll in 10 minutes. I mean, it's things like that that really bothers me.
Well, what really bothers me is the fact that we also have these simultaneous drills going on, so that fighter jets are put halfway across the country in the wrong direction, and then some of them aren't even armed.
Well, exactly. I mean, let's put it this way, too. You have Naval Air Station Willow Grove in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You could have dispatched a doggone A-10 Warthog that flies at like 300 miles an hour to intercept that jet, for mm-hmm. crying out loud.
Well, with you being in the military, I'd be interested to get your take on the other white plane that was in New York City on the morning of 9/11. A lot of people know about the white E-4B that was present on the scene of the Pentagon strike, and that was part of the Global Guardian drill. They had five of those in the air.
Oh, yeah, the Doomsday plane, sure.
Yeah, the Doomsday plane, sure. But if you look at the videos, you got to type in World Trade Center, first plane, and then camera planet or something like that. You can actually see, before the second plane strikes, that there is another white plane in restricted airspace prior to the second strike happening, and this looks a little different from an E-4B. Although it has a white body, it has two blue wings and a blue marking on the tail section. And this plane is also on the scene of the second crash. And then it flies away. But according to, you know, the official version, there's no military planes in the air that day.
Well, that's just a lot of hooey. And besides, not only that, my friend, there's also redundancy built into the combat readiness of the East Coast. Mm-hmm. If the Pentagon gets knocked out, which it was, guess what? You have the backup at Fleet Headquarters in Norfolk, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
which basically replicates the Naval Command Center that's in the Pentagon. So there's redundancy built into there.
And meanwhile, they're running these drills at a Cheyenne Mountain, and I've got the audio tapes of NORAD.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Yeah, after Flight 93 has went down, they're calling up Cheyenne Mountain and saying, hey, stop the inputs. We can't tell what the real attacks are.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, my friend, let's put it this way. If they're trying to tell us that the best picture they could get on the Pentagon of something hitting it was that pinhole camera, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
You can't step on the ground without a camera taking your picture. You can't scratch your nose without somebody seeing it. They got thermal. They got black and white. They got color. They got ground sensors. They got feet on the ground going around in there, too. Every square inch of the building is covered. But that's the only picture they could come up with? Come on.
I'm with you. Thank you so much for the call, Craig. Let's move on to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're live on the air.
Hey, bro.
How you doing, man?
It's been a while. Listen, the one thing I remember, back in the 90s, Dr. Paul Martin gave a presentation at a cult awareness conference.
Mm-hmm.
He was explaining these are the tactics of manipulation and mind control. By the way, brainwashing is specific to people that are held against their will. I know that's perhaps a minor technicality. I'm pulling over here so you can hear me more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that what he explained is that one of the major tactics is called loaded language. That is to say, a term or phrase that has a strong emotional charge attached to it that obstructs people from thinking.
You mean like conspiracy theorists?
No, that's one of the major ones. The other one, and I tried to, at the state the Georgia State GOP convention, I tried to go on record about this,
mm-hmm.
and people were boo hiss. The other one is the word terrorist. It's not like these people are human beings with God-given rights who have been provoked to fight against us using whatever means are at their disposal, and as well, but they're not following the Geneva Convention in terms of having like some kind of marking that can be seen from a distance. Kind of like the French Maquis during the Nazi occupation of France, you know. It's like they're not wearing something that says, hey, I'm the Maquis, come shoot me. You know, it's like they're resisting as they can. And the thing is that we call them terrorists to avoid dealing with the moral implications of if somebody else tried to do to us what we've been doing to them, people would stand up and fight against them. And, you know, that's one thing I really respect about Dr. Ron Paul is the only one who's applied the golden rule of what if the roles were reversed? What if somebody else tried to do to us what we're doing, what we've been doing? Would that be morally acceptable? And, like I say, it concerns me, and it's because it's like good cop, bad cop. Sometimes if you can explain to people this is the tactic by which you're being manipulated, the trick is to re-engage people's critical thinking skills and to help them realize that, no, we're not saying that everyone in the government is party to this. We're saying corrupt elements high up in the government and their cronies and their lackeys and their dupes and their people who you know, were compartmentalized. And that's the thing is that, you know, it's like First Thessalonians 5:21, test everything and hold fast to that which is good or true. And, you know, good to know what's true even when the truth is not good. you can't, you know, when I try to explain that to some people who profess to be Christians, because it's like when you have this arrogant attitude of, well, there's one standard for us and a different standard for them, you know, you people need to snap out of it.
Yeah, well, Mark, it's all about dehumanization. It's about labeling them as terrorists, as non-human, so when we bomb, you know, their entire village and we kill civilians, children, women, it's okay because we hit a terrorist base. It's just like when Clinton went in with cruise missile strikes against the Sudan, he said he was going after bin Laden. In reality, they bomb the largest aspirin factory in that country. And it doesn't really mesh with the American people because they were told that they were bombing terrorists. I thank you for the call. It's right. I mean, it's a different set of rules for a different set of folks. And because they tell you it's a terrorist, they're not a human being to you. It doesn't even click that this is somebody's brother, sister, mother, family member. You know, this is somebody that has the same emotions as you and I. They're human beings. All right, let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Jason. I appreciate the work you've done with Loose Change. I've pointed a lot of people to that. And, you know, all I tell them is it's the definitive documentary about 9/11. And, you know, just go look at that and check out the evidence versus the official story. And you draw your own conclusion based on that. Of course, if you're objective, you're going to draw the right conclusion. So I appreciate what you guys are doing with that. I just want to make people aware of some I've already been in touch with Alex's producer about that, and this is going to, I think, turn out to be one of his biggest interviews ever, but there's a guy, I don't know if you've heard of, named Scott Loper.
No, I haven't.
Okay. You've heard of Restore the Republic, Aaron Russo's?
Sure, sure. I've worked with them for a little bit.
Yeah, they had a conference call last week, and what this was Scott Loper and his lawyer on this call telling his very sad story. And what he shared is a real travesty of justice. Just in a nutshell, he'll get to share more when he's actually on, but he was up in Canada living there. He had married a Canadian woman. He's an American citizen. He was a police officer from New Jersey, moved up there in Ontario, Canada. Anyway, he ended up doing a private investigation of his own for the drugs and the prostitution that the police there were running. Well, they came down on him. And he uses the term arrested, but really what they did was abducted him as well as his wife and his daughter. And the bottom line is he has not seen his three-year-old son since 2000 when this took place. They kept him against his will for 4 years. They in solitary confinement, and they tortured him. And he goes into detail about this, but, I mean, what they did to him is horrendous. But the worst thing is, when they finally released him 4 years later in 2004, they dumped him on the American side of the border in my hometown of Buffalo, New York, with just the clothes on his back. He got back to New Jersey, contacted his congressman. They got in touch with the State Department. Here's the bottom line. This year, you probably heard, there's this guy, Medellin, that's an illegal Mexican that in 93 was convicted for the brutal rape and murder of two women here in the Houston area.
Mm-hmm.
Bush just came out stopping the execution of this guy who was on death row, citing the Vienna Convention because he didn't get to contact the Mexican consulate. And yet here, the State Department has given absolutely no help to this man who's a legal citizen and has done nothing wrong. And they're basically telling him, forget about your son, he's probably dead. And so they've turned a blind eye. And the bigger picture of this, as far as Restore the Republic, is the North American Union, as well as people traveling out of the country from America. And so I'm hoping people will go to WorldNet Daily. There's actually 4-8 articles about this on there. He's got documentation to back all this up, but they're saying there's not even a record of this man in Canada, which is a total lie, and our government knows about this, and I'm really upset about
it. All
this.
Right, Steve, well, we'll check it out. I hope they do get him on. That is an incredible story, and, you know, check him out. WorldNet Daily is the source I use in some of my films. It's one of the better websites out there. I thank you for the call, Steve. All right, let's go to Graham in Seattle. Graham, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. So I was going to tell you, you were talking about the mural that was painted on the side of the flatbed truck. About,
yep.
With, depicting the remote-controlled airplane flying into the New York City. And I found there was actually an article that Steve Watson had written last year, April 23rd, 2007. It's called The Mystery of the 9/11 Car Bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And he references Channel 30 NYC, one of the emergency communications channels, on mm-hmm. the morning of September 11th, where the first responder actually directly makes reference to a message about the remote-controlled plane, and he talks about how there's a big truck with a mural painted of an airplane diving into New York City and exploding. And then they were calling for the bomb people to come over there. And mm-hmm. So that was pretty interesting. And then, of course,
we played that audio on the show yesterday, by the way.
You play that audio?
Yeah, you can. If you want to actually hear that audio, there's a great article over at truthalliance.net where somebody goes through that entire conversation, and on Google Maps, on Google Video, he kind of takes you where these things are happening. And that happened mm-hmm. on King Street. Between 6th and 7th, and
yeah,
then there's
7th on King Street. Yeah, it says that in this article that I'm looking at, too. It also has the audio on the Steve Watson article. And then you were talking to the We Are Change person earlier about
mm-hmm.
He had mentioned the Norman Mineta in the 2006 report. I think it was the Norman Mineta International Institute for Surface Transportation Policy Studies
mm-hmm.
report.
I believe so, too.
In February of 2006. That referenced that, and it's kind of interesting that they found it to be just an innocent delivery truck, even though it had a painting of a plane flying into the World Trade
and
Center.
And Middle Easterners who couldn't speak English that didn't own it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting because the actual first responders reported that it exploded.
Well, one of the things, I don't know if that one exploded. I think that they're talking about another van, because I'm
mm-hmm.
listening to these things for the first time in the past couple days, and I've only listened to them about 4 or 5 times. But I do think that's a separate incident, because they say that they have those guys in custody and that the flatbed truck had been pulled over. And then they're talking about this other explosion that may have been one of those Urban Moving Systems vans. I got to jump, but I thank you for the call, Graham. And it's definitely an area of interest for me, and one that really needs to be looked into. Let's go to Kenny in Wisconsin. Kenny, are you with us?
Yeah, Jason, Trucker Kenny here. I want to ask you something. If you recall, I think a couple of years ago, there was an interview. I know the guy's first name is Rick, but I don't know his last name. He was interviewing Dr. Taganya Koreshniev, Vladimir Putin's right-hand girl.
No, I'm not aware of that. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not aware of that, so please enlighten me.
Okay, well, going through an interpreter, this Rick, and I wish I knew his last name, maybe one of the callers will remember, she indicated in the interview that 9/11 was 2 years at least in the planning, and at the closing of the interview, she says that terrorists wear $2,000 Armani suits and ride around in limousines in Washington. I will leave it at that. And thanks for taking my call, Jason.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. I'll look into it. But, yeah, I mean, the real terrorists are the ones in the three-piece suits, and then they have their little drug runners and their little ops. I mean, look at Muhammad Atta. Never hurting for money. Down in strip clubs, doing blow, drinking alcohol. This is the same guy that's on a plane with four other guys dressed in jumpsuits on a plane with James Woods, and James Woods is so spooked that they're going to actually hijack the aircraft, he pulls one of the stewardesses aside, he expresses his concerns, then watches them the entire time they're on the plane, then they both get off the plane, and they file separate FAA reports. Now, he's been on O'Reilly talking about this. This is prior to 9/11. The FAA does nothing. Why do they do nothing? Because they're told it's a drill. These guys work for the government. Maybe not all of them. But you better know that Atta had all sorts of government ties. Trained at Maxwell Air Force Base, folks. There's no debating it. We have the FOIA request. Well, that's a Muhammad Atta, not the Muhammad Atta. Give me a break. Final segment on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be taking your calls. I am Jason Burmis.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
This is the air, beautiful prayer.
The end. All right, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. It truly is the end. If you missed any of the Alex Jones Show, especially that first hour where we had Alex and Jim Tucker reporting from Chantilly, Virginia, the Bilderberg Conference, where the mainstream media dare not go but to attend, to cover up, to help manipulate. That's all they're doing there. They're not going to actually cover this event. You need to tune into to the stream over at Infowars.com. They'll be refeeding this right after the broadcast. All right, I've got four more callers on the line. Let's shoot through those callers. Let's try to get them all in. Let's go to Leo in Mass. Leo, are you with us?
Yeah, can I speak
off the air?
Yeah.
You can hold, and I can talk to you off the air after the broadcast. So you want to do that? Hold him. All right. Let's go to Wilson in Texas. Wilson, are you with us?
Yes.
What can I do for you today, sir? Sure.
Jason, three or four things, man. You used to be able to get to Final Cut through LaughingPond.com. That's shut down, right?
I don't know. I have no idea about the LaughingPond.com. I think I've seen it posted. But if you go to video.google.com, you type in Loose Change Final Cut, you should be able to find it. Or you can just type in Loose Change into Google. The first thing that will come up is the second edition, the one that I've posted. And then if you just go into More from User section, which is right next to the video, you can easily navigate to Loose Change Final Cut.
Cool. Well, Laughing Pond used to be a free link to it, and I think somebody else that maybe you didn't even know about, mm-hmm. enemies have shut it down. But another one of the points that I wanted to make in Midwest City, Oklahoma City suburb,
mm-hmm.
They just had a warrantless traffic search on Monday. And all of the people that were interviewed from Channel 4 were talking about, oh, well, this is a good thing.
It's great that we don't have a Fourth Amendment and they can just pull you over and say, oh, it looks like you don't have your seatbelt on. Or, oh, is there contraband in your car? Can we search your car? Yeah, it's the end of America, man.
Exactly. But I have a clip of that. I sent Aaron at InfoWars, and I haven't heard anybody talk about that yet. But
you know why? It's probably just because Aaron has been running around like crazy, got like five different jobs just to get this Bilderberg meeting. Anybody who's sending in stories right now, I just want to let you know, these guys are going to be gone for the entire week, and I would try again on the Monday rounds. I thank you for the call, Wilson. I got to jump. Let's go to Tony in Illinois. Tony, are you with us?
Yeah, Jason, not a lot of time you have left.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the Pentagon,
mm-hmm.
the telephone poles,
mm-hmm.
the most peculiar thing. How does five telephone poles get knocked down on that highway if it wasn't a large jet busting them down?
Well, this is my big problem with the telephone poles. If it was a large jet that cut through that, I do think you have to account for the telephone poles. The light poles. Where are the pieces of wing that would have shattered? I mean, you're going through five separate ones, and some of which were cut in half. They weren't just knocked over, okay? Now, normally when a plane hits something like that, it's very obstructed. You would have thought that the plane would have hit the lawn of the Pentagon, crashed into the ground, lost control. I mean, we're talking about 500 plus miles an hour, less than 40 feet off the ground to clip those poles and then land perfectly into the Pentagon. I don't know what happened with those poles. We do have to account for that damage. I've always stated that my best guess is that this was some kind of a remote controlled drone that was made out of a separate material than your standard plane that was able to resist or just go fast enough where it was able to cut through those. I don't have an answer for you, man. I mean, again, you know, Loose Change Final Cut tries to handle all the angles. I'm sorry we can't go to Art in Kansas. We just took the last caller. Guys, the retransmission starts in less than 60 seconds over at Infowars.com. I am Jason Burmis. I'll be in tomorrow and the next day. We're going to have more from Alex Jones and the Bilderberg Group. Remember, you support this broadcast by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber or donating to the Money Bomb that's open until Friday. I hope you all can do that. We're signing out. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.